Welcome to Man Strong Podcast. This is your host, Clint Locklear, and we're going to be talking about competition and comparing. Two totally different things in the modern world today. And you'll see most people are into comparing, not as many people are into competing. Now, you're probably going to have some background noise. Sorry about that. I don't know what else really to do. I'm actually in my lure shop sweating to death over 12 gallons of cat collector, which is kind of getting me kind of randy, to be honest with you. But I've got to work because I'm way behind on some wholesale orders, so I'm going to be bottling as we're talking. Before I do, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. So you're probably hearing the fan behind me. Guys, I got to have some air. Funky Trap Tags and Supplies is our sponsor. Alan Sayers is the owner of that. He's a good friend of mine. He's got everything you need, and if you're an outdoorsman, you got to give him a shot. You'll be hooked once you start using him. And he's got stuff for trapping. He's got stuff for deer, stuff for fishing, bears, hogs. He sells my tactical nuke. All kind of things like that that he's got. He's got good prices. His service is amazing. I just had a wholesale order to finish off one real quick today. By the time, after 10 minutes on the phone, they had it in a box going to UPS. That's how fast they are. So that's the kind of people you want to deal with when it comes to the mail, so you're not sitting around for 3 weeks trying to figure out if you're ever going to get it or not. I was talking last week that a week before, I ordered this Bass, I'm probably going to get this wrong, body system. It's Bass Rutten is a, well, he was a martial arts fighter before there was even UFC or any of this stuff that we see today. He started off in something called Pride in Japan. Anyway, he came up with this system. It's kind of training system, and I was saying, I haven't thrown a punch really since the military, and I don't want to ever have to throw a punch. But if I do, it just makes sense to me that I would be competent in that skill, because what I found out with me just putting up a little bag, an army duffel bag with some sleeping bags and stuff in it, and rear back and hit it, it didn't take me but a couple times to realize I really sucked at that skill set. I mean, I sucked. So I'm really getting into this, and I'll tell you why. Because it's, to me, there's a lot of learning that I'm trying to figure out, because I've never taken, besides what we did in the Army, I've never taken any type of fighting class or martial arts or boxing or anything like that. So you know, how do you do your feet? How do you stand? How do you throw a proper punch? How do you get power into it? All that's been really cool, because, you know, I'm doing what all Americans do when they want information. You go to YouTube, and I'm finding people that seem to be credible. And let me tell you, there's some people on there that looks like they're like 3 days out of high school, and they're trying to tell people how to be instruments of death, and I find that funny. But someone like Bass Rutten, which if you just Google him, watch some of his fights, it's interesting to see the difference of looking around and of boxing and MMA and the way he stands and the way that people fight that are more like kickboxers and all this different type stuff. So that's a lot of these little skill sets that I'm playing around with. And when I got it, I hooked it up, and you can kick, which I'm not really worried about doing. And, you know, just throwing a jab, you think, you know, like that's just a natural thing to do. And what I found out, it's not. So what I've been doing, the way I've been implementing this thing, is in between, since I work out about every day, in between sets, I'll get up and I'll do something like 25 jabs with my left hand, trying to keep it strong, trying to keep it tight, trying to, you know, really get my body into it and stuff like that. Then I'll go do another set. But what it's doing, it's keeping my heart rate up so freaking high for almost an hour and a half. And you learn things like if you hit a person and your wrist isn't right, it's really, really gonna hurt. And even as soft as this thing is with the springs, after you hit it enough, if you don't have good wrist position, you're gonna start feeling it. So it's just a cool thing to do. Plus, you just imagine you're watching Fox News, if you're one of them people that does that, and you get all pissed off and you're all aggravated, and then you need some way, you know, besides getting on Facebook and calling somebody an idiot. If you had something like this, you could just go out there in about 3-4 minutes. Trust me, that's all you're going to want with it if you really get after it. And all your aggression is gone. But being serious, the reason I think men should know how to throw a punch or a forearm or something like that, you know, something as simple as just a cross, you know, the way that I assumed that would be when I actually figured out how to do it by watching some videos and people knew how to do it. It's a totally different game than just doing it like, you know, haymakers like you see most people fighting. And I'll admit that I've been watching a lot of the stuff on YouTube, probably like you have, of all these crazy people going up behind people and hitting them in the head with bricks. And BLM just executed a Trump supporter with a pistol in Portland a couple of days ago. Straight out execution just because he was a Trump supporter. People are getting pulled out of cars, pulled out of 18-wheelers. They're going into neighborhoods. They're bringing guillotines with them. I mean, it's just insanity. So even though I would never want to be able to land a strong punch on somebody, because I'm a lover, not a fighter, I would, if I had to, want to know that I had that skill set, at least somewhat. I'm sure if I went to an MMA gym, which I live so far out in the country, that probably not gonna make very much sense for me, I would probably even get better at this skill set. But at least I know if I'm gonna throw a combination, I can train myself to do that because I can do it every day now. And that's what I've been doing. I've been just doing different things on different days, and my, you know, be able to hit where I'm aiming at with a lot better confidence is going up. That's you know, pretty handy. And then, and I've watched a few of the videos where people have posted Antifa getting their butt kicked. And what I've noticed more than anything from those videos is most people, I'm talking most, almost all of the people that get waylaid, it's because they have no idea about defense and they have no idea how to actually throw a punch. They kind of look like two buck deer on their back legs flailing their hoofs at each other with, you know, with their head back. That's kind of what it looks like. And I know that every guy thinks that they could do a better job in that, and maybe you could. But then you see that when someone goes up against one of these people that actually has a little bit of skill, it's over in like a second. So if I have to be in conflict with somebody, I would much rather have a chance for it to be over with a second than sitting there looking like an idiot on video, swinging around, missing, not doing anything. I'm talking about clear, precise combinations that can just take somebody out in just a second or two. And I'm, like I said, I know all men think that they instinctively are the most badass things walking the face of the earth. And, you know, you always hear people, when I get upset, I just see dark and people start hitting the floor. And that is bullshit. Because you can go online and watch this over and over and over again, and that's not what's happening in reality. Just being able to throw a quick, strong jab to somebody, or an open face bone slap to someone right on the ear to the side, pretty much is going to take anybody out of the game real quick. But you can think about it, but training your body with muscle memory by using a system like this or another system or bags or whatever you make up yourself, I just think it's a good skill set that men ought to have. I think eventually it'll just give you more self-confidence. I really do. And that self-confidence, just by that alone, can keep you out of a lot of stuff, because most people aren't going to mess with someone that has some self-confidence, especially if you're doing what you should be doing and making sure that you're always getting stronger. You look like you can do something. You act like you can do something. You stay calm. Most people are never going to want to mess with you, and that's a good thing. Not to be a bully or to intimidate some people, but just, you know, bad guys want to pick on easier people because they don't want to get hurt either. So when you get you some traps and some shoulders and some forearms, and you have some of these skill sets down, I just think you're better off as a man in the world that we live in today. Because I can't imagine what it would be like to find yourself in a situation surrounded by three or four Antifa people with pepper spray, sticks, bike locks, and everything else, and you're just sitting there with your pecker in your hand, and you're gonna all of a sudden think you can fight because you watched a John Wick movie. Just a skill set that's pretty important. Now, when I talk about one characteristic that men need to impart on their children, is competing. And that's in a man's wheelhouse, or it should be. Now, I know there's some women out there that's going to take offense to that. And if you're a competing type woman, please don't take offense. But you know that's not normal. When you just sit back and observe people, guys have a tendency, if there's a problem, or used to be, there would be confrontation. And there would be the threat of confrontation. And you were willing to compete for whatever it is at that moment that you thought was so important that probably wasn't. And what do girls do? They don't compete most of the time in these situations. They compare, they destroy, they gossip, they build coalitions to make fun of other people. That's the reason the bullying is so bad in school, because that's what girls do. Now, since we have more young men that are being raised by more women, what do you think they're learning in life on how to deal with situations? They are going to compare, so they're going to compare themselves to somebody else, which can be devastating just by that alone, because everybody's different. Everybody's got strengths. Everybody's got weaknesses. Everybody, if someone works way harder than someone else, they're going to have a whole lot more stuff. You know, that's the whole basis of Antifa and the Marxists is based off of comparing and jealousy and greed. They're not willing to compete. That's the reason Marxist is a feminine way to look at the world. So if we compare ourselves to other people, is that healthy for you and me? I don't think it is. And I'm going to give some examples. When I have people over at the house and they see my gym, they always ask, how much do you bench? How much this? How much that? Now, to some people, I probably bench a lot of weight. You know, I'm deadlifting about mid fives, which for a 51-year-old is probably pretty dang good. But there's guys that are deadlifting 300 more pounds than me. And if you look up somebody like Stephen Cohen, she's probably 150 pounds, female, biological female. And she can outbench me, outsquat me, and out deadlift me. Do you know how, if I was a comparing type person and ego was a problem, do you know how hard that is? So what am I gonna do if I'm a comparing type person with a little girl that's way stronger than I am. She's a professional weightlifter. Well, I'm gonna go, oh, she's on roids. She's taking the juice, man. Those aren't real weights. I'm gonna do everything I can to justify why whatever she's doing that I can't is cheating, or I'm gonna start making excuses. Well, you know, I hurt my shoulder a few weeks ago, and that gummit, you know, if I didn't have that problem, I'd be way stronger than that little girl. Nah, probably not. Now, if you understand the concept of competing and non-comparing, see, I'm inspired by that little girl that can do that. I've actually seen 70-year-old men deadlift as much as I do at 270 pounds, 6'2", 51 years old. And keep in mind, I'm not overly big, but I'm not scrawny either. I bought some neoprene elbow wraps from Mark Smelly Bell, because when I do a lot of really heavy pushing exercises, like close bench or bench or overhead press, it can start wrecking my elbows. But if I keep that neoprene on there, it puts tension on everything, and it keeps them really warm. So I bought a pair of these, and to do that, I actually had to measure my arm, because these things come in several sizes. You got to do that. So here I am with a 19 and a half inch arm, getting my ass whooped physically if I went to a platform with several girls that I know, and sometimes several men that are 15 years older than I am. So what good does it do with me to compare myself with them? It doesn't. It does me no good. All I can do is compete. And the thing about competition, where I think people get confused a lot, is you have certain things that you compete with people. Most times, who you're competing with is yourself. See, if I'm going to start competing with a professional female powerlifter, because I just can't stand I'm comparing myself to her, I'm going to start doing things that may not be best for me just to do that. That's not very good. But if I'm just competing with myself and I keep getting stronger, that's what the goal is. Now, you take this to business. It's no different in business. You have a business owner A, who's been doing something for 30 years. He's made a lot of mistakes. He's made a lot of money. He's built a lot of experience. He's got a huge clientele. And you look at whatever he's doing just from a starting point, and you go, he's no better than I am. How come he's getting more business than me? So what do? Just like the weightlifters do, you start trying to tear them down instead of trying to compete. Do you see your children doing this? Well, someone's parents are more wealthy than mine. So-and-so's smarter than I am. So-and-so's faster. The girls like them more. Whatever it is. But see, people that are taught to compete can look around at any one of those situations and go, okay, what do I need to do to get better at what it is that I want to do? Which, if it's in business, it's probably grow the business. It's coming up with products. It's doing a lot of different things like that. It's learning more about business. It's learning about accounting. It's learning how to manage your money. It's learning how to talk to customers. It's all of this is all on you. But when you compare yourself to somebody else, not only do you end up thinking you're less than because you're comparing to something that's not you, you start falling into the game of excuses. And when that happens, you're never going to meet the potential that you're supposed to meet. And I was telling my wife about what I was going to be doing this podcast on. We was doing our walk this morning. And she said, yeah, that reminds me of an old saying I heard. When you compare yourself to other people, it actually steals all of your joy. And I think that's very true. Because when you find people that compare all the time, they're always just trying to put people down. They're always trying to put another business down. Instead of building up their self or their business, they're just trying to tear others down. Are those people ever really happy? No. And it's obvious when you talk to them. They're bitter. They're angry. They think everything is unjust. They think they're a victim for some reason. And if they would compete, they could get and reach whatever it is they need to reach. See, I have no reason to ever lift more than Stephen Cohen. Because why? I just need to figure out how I can continually get stronger. In my business, how do I continually get smarter? How do I connect with people better? All this other stuff that I can do is what really makes the difference in the end. But comparing and jealousy, it's so negative. Let's flip this over to our politics today. Did anybody watch any of, and all I saw was the highlights, of the DNC convention? All that was, for all those days, was people that were comparing and not willing to compete. And they were trying to convince others that their everything is out of their hands and it's so-and-so's fault why whatever's going on that you're not happy with in your life. Racism and people don't like gays and transgendered and all this stuff. All it was one big comparing fest. Now, when you look at Trump, what was the message of Trump during the RNC convention? It was competing. For one, Trump is an alpha male. That's the reason he's actually being a good president. He is an alpha male. And we haven't seen an alpha male in presidency since Ronald Reagan. But you see one now. And was he explaining why everybody is out to get you and we're the only people that can protect you and we're going to get you this and we're going to take this from them and give it? No. His message was very clear. We're going to set up America for people to be able to compete again. Now I want you to think of the economies we've had in the last presidencies. The man that believes in competing and letting businesses compete had the best economy this country has ever seen. Lowest unemployment, highest amount of blacks and Latinos and Asians as far as what they were making, new businesses opening because of deregulation and lower taxes. Competing. So my kind of overlaying thought, just keep this in mind. The very next time you find yourself comparing yourself, your business, your looks, your clothes, your politics, whatever it is, to somebody else, you need to walk over to the closest thing you can find that's solid and smash your freaking face into it. And you need to realize there's pain involved every time you're going to be a little wussy and start comparing yourself to other people. And if there's a little pain and you're actually man enough to do that, you're not going to want to do that very often. And if you quit doing that, lo and behold, you're going to realize there's very little you can't do if you get out of the comparing and you get into the competing. A lot of times it's just with yourself. That's what I want you to really gather. If you're comparing, you're going to be a miserable ass person. We've all known them, and we all know them. And then you got guys that compete, and I'm not talking about sports, I'm talking about anything. They're willing to compete for what they're going after. They're happy. They're looking forwards towards the future. They're just, mentally, they're better off. And then when you have the comparing, miserable. If you want more out of life, and you want to teach young men how to get more out of life, you teach them to compete with their self. Competing with others will come, like in sports, or maybe in certain businesses and things like that. See, I personally think, this is me personally, the days of dog-eat-dog business is mostly behind most people. And the people that still believe in the dog-eat-dog business principle, where it's all or nothing and try to kill your competition, they very rarely make it. Society is a lot different now. I've got friends that are in the same industry as me, competing for the same dollars that I do, and neither one of us consider the other competition. One found out that I was having trouble getting a certain thing for one of my bottles. He called up and said he just bought a bunch. If I need them, I can have them. That's my competition. That's direct same products. But see, I'm dealing with a friend who is not a comparer, but a competer. So we're not at each other's throats. But I can tell you there's a lot of people in my industry that are comparers, and then they're always whining because they're not getting ahead, because they're using all of their energy on things that don't matter, worrying about people that don't even know that they're upset at, and wasting all that time comparing themselves and whatever they're doing to somebody else. And they're going to stay where they're at. That's just the nature of things. So if you catch yourself wanting to compare somebody, stop it. Find some way to punish yourself if necessary. If you have a spouse and you're trying to change your habits, let them in on this. And give them full permission to call you out if you start doing this. Because instead of, oh, they got it easier than me, what can I do to make it easier on myself? What do I need to learn? What skill set do I need? That's what you need to be thinking about instead of talking. Because if not, you want to see what society is when it's all comparing and no competing, go to an Antifa rally. That's what they are. You think that they're trying to compete for something, they're not. All they do is talk about everybody else. That's what they do. Everybody else is a fascist. Everybody else is a racist. Everybody else is a greedy capitalist. Everybody, everybody, everybody. And we're here to fight them because of that. Now, if they would just get off their soft snowflake little butts, they could actually find something productive to do with themselves besides hurting people and trying to burn down cities and destroy the community that they actually say they're there to support. But see, they don't know how to do that because they weren't raised to compete. When young people are probably getting tired of us older generation always talking about the precipitation, participation trophies. That's why we talk about that all the time, because we know competing leads to good things, and comparing always leads down a dark hole with very little actual results. Think of council culture that we live in now. That's all comparing, no competing. Most of the things, if you're somewhat of a conservative, that probably pisses you off about the left, all comparing, no competing. They can't even conceive that people of color can take care of their self. Not only is it racist, and they program people to believe this, to always be comparing themselves to the white man, that's all they end up doing in their life is comparing. They don't go out and compete, and they have a miserable life because that's all they know is comparing. Compare or compete. And if you're a man, a real man, and you're a comparer, you're fooling yourself. One of the traits of masculinity is competition, competing. Go compete. Be a man. Be a real one.